Shalom, and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Billy Brim here today with my daughter Shelley, and we're looking at signs of the times, actually signs of Jesus soon appearing. He said, I'm coming soon. I can remember someone wrote me, he said, I'm coming quickly. We read those scriptures the other day in the last chapter of the book of Revelation, and someone wrote me a postcard. I can remember this many, many years ago. I remember seeing the little postcard, and it said, did Jesus miss it? No, he didn't miss it. Because how does God see time? 1,000 years is a day, and a day is 1,000 years. He left. He was here on the earth 2 days ago. Now, that's very interesting, those 2 days. We might get to that today. But he's coming soon, and he sent out the invitations 2 days early, and he'll soon be here. He's actually coming at the end of 2 days. And we may get to some of the backing up scriptures of that. But we stopped with this scripture in Acts chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Shell, if you'd read it. In the Amplified.
Oh, in the Amplified. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that he may send to you the Christ, the Messiah, who before was designated and appointed for you, even Jesus, whom heaven must receive and retain until the time for the complete restoration of all that God spoke by the mouth of all his holy prophets for ages past, from the most ancient time in the memory of man.
So every single word that those prophets said in the Old Testament, Peter is telling to those Jews listening to him there on the southern steps of the temple, it's all got to come to pass.
Yes.
Now, Satan knows that, and he'll try to get it, to keep it from coming to pass. But what did the prophets say? Every word from the mouths of the prophets must be fulfilled. No one can fail of its fulfillment. Shelley, I have people say to me, they don't even read the Old Testament. They don't even pay a bit of attention to it. And I know Jerry Savelle said one time, they call us word people. They should call us favorite word people. Just pick out this scripture or pick out that one, mm-hmm. and that let the rest go. No, no, no. The Bible is a plan.
Exactly.
It's a plan of God for mankind, all of mankind, and earth.
Yes.
And so it's God's plan. How can you ignore part of it? How can you ignore if he said signs of Jesus coming? Woo, how important is that? It's what the prophet said.
Yes.
Now, Peter, in his 2 Peter, what a prophetic book. Peter said, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. This is in verse 16. A little bit about the second Peter.
Yeah, let's
second
that.
Peter. He's getting ready to go on.
His departure.
Yeah, his departure is near. And so he's speaking to the people here because it's a big crisis thing in their eyes, because Peter to them is bigger, a bigger name than Paul, because Peter walked with the Master.
Oh, yes.
So he said, I'm going, and actually what he's going to do is he's going to encourage them, because he's going to tell them it's going to be a while. They're expecting Jesus to come back anytime. Mm-hmm. After all, he went up there, and those two, he'd been coming in and out, you know, for 40 days.
Mm-hmm. It's understandable.
And, yeah, and it's understandable. And then those two heavenly people or angels said he'll be back. Well, they were expecting him back. Well, a crisis came in Thessalonians when people began to die and he wasn't back yet.
Uh-oh.
But now it's a big crisis. Peter's going to go and he's not back yet. So he has to tell them the promises of God are going to be fulfilled. So he writes this letter to the same people he wrote the first letter to. Now, Peter was called the apostle to the circumcised. That's the Jews. And Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. And the first letter, the first Peter, was written to those dispersed, the elect dispersed.
Yes.
That's the Jews,
right,
who have come to know the Lord from the dispersion.
Exactly.
Every Jew who lives in the land of Israel is a Jew in the land. Every other Jew is in the diaspora. So these were Jews, but now they've been coming into the body of Christ. They're now in the body of Christ, but they're in the diaspora. And so he's writing them a second letter. And he writes to them, I'm getting ready to go, and I needed to remind you of some things before I go. And so 2 Peter 1, 16, 17, and 18, Shell.
For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power, and that in Greek is dunamis, and coming, parousia, of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount.
Now, Peter said, we didn't make up fairy tales.
Right.
When we talked to you about his coming.
Yes.
As a king, Messiah.
Get it straight.
And he said, now, we heard his voice. You remember the three, Peter, James, and John,
mm-hmm.
were called by Jesus to come with up with him on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, while we were there, we heard a voice say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." But, he said, verse 19, we've got something more sure than that. More sure than being up on the Mount of Transfiguration.
That's powerful.
And seeing Moses and Elijah.
More sure.
Something more sure than hearing a voice from heaven. And what is that more sure thing? The written word.
Wow.
2 Peter 1:19. We have a more sure word of prophecy. That word in the Greek is prophetikos. The prophetikos, the Hebrew Bible is called the Tanakh. The Torah, the Ta, the Nevi'im, the prophets,
mm-hmm.
and the Kotvim, the writings. Mm-hmm. But the prophets, the prophets, Nevi'im,
mm-hmm.
we have the word of the prophets.
Wow.
That's more sure than being up on the Mount of Transfiguration.
That's huge.
We have a more sure word of prophetikos.
Yes.
The Old Testament prophets, the only Bible Peter's got is the Old Testament. That's all he's got.
Think
what we
it.
Call the Old Testament.
Right.
The Tanakh. And that is more sure than being up on Mount Tabor, not Mount Tabor. People think it was Mount Tabor, but it was Mount Hermon. Than being up there on the Mount of Transfiguration. This written word is more sure. Shelley, this what I'm holding in my hand right here?
I love
this
it.
This Bible is more sure than if we were up there on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Selah. That
Ooh,
is, wow.
We have a more sure word of prophetikos.
Glory
now,
to God.
Now, Peter's saying, unto them and unto you, listeners, whereunto you do well, you take heed.
Boy, that's a promise and a blessing.
You better listen to those Old Testament prophets. You better not run around saying, I don't ever read the Old Testament.
Right. He says you'll do well.
You'll do well to take heed.
That's a blessing.
As unto a light that shines in a dark place.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's dark here.
Yeah.
Now, the light is going to be what the Old Testament prophets tell you.
Information.
Mm-hmm. For instance, it can be pretty dark if we have Ezekiel 38 and 39 war.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know what Ezekiel 38 and 39 says, and you know what God's going to do, it's a light shining in a dark place.
Yes.
Light shining in the middle of a dark war. Knowing this first, oh no, I better finish that first one. We have a more sure word of prophetikos, whereunto the Old Testament prophets, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise. In your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophetikos of the scriptures is of any private interpretation. You cannot lift a verse out of the scriptures and just give it your own interpretation. All the scriptures of prophecy have to harmonize.
Mm-hmm.
From Genesis to Revelation. For the prophetikos, the Old Testament prophets, came not in old time by the will of man, and I'm reading verse 2 Peter 1:21. The prophetikos came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Reading in the Amplified from verse 19, we have the prophetic word firmer still. You do well to pay close attention to it as unto a lamp shining in a dismal, squalid, and dark place until the day breaks through and the morning star arises. In your hearts, you must first understand this, that no prophetikos of the scripture is a matter of any personal or private or special interpretation. For no prophetikos ever originated because some man willed it to be so. but men spoke from God, who were borne along, moved, and impelled by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
You know, I think about what you're just saying. You're mentioning the word prophetikos quite often, the prophets. And one of those prophets, Isaiah, said, "And in the 33rd chapter, verse 6, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times."
Mm-hmm.
And there is a stability where we shall not be moved because we have inside information.
That's right.
The light of God's word, the light of prophetikos. I love to say that.
See, here we are. Here we are in the end times, and you're going to wake up some mornings and there's going to be bad news. But the light of the scriptures will keep you, what?
You shall have stability.
Stability.
In other words, you shall not be moved.
Yeah. You're not going to be.
You have inside information based on the word of God. That everything for us as covenant people, child of God, that He is our protector through His blood, and everything is looking good. All these things must come to pass.
Hallelujah. Now let's take something from the New Testament here. Romans 16:25. Now to Him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith.
Oh, that's so good.
And so all of those prophetikos are for us. They're for us here. They're for us to know what is going to happen. We're going to look at what some of those prophets said and what will be coming to pass. Jesus himself said, "Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father and he'll send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled?"
There you go.
"That thus it must be."
That the scriptures be fulfilled.
Jesus said that.
Wow.
And in verse 55, "In the same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." It pays to know what the prophets said. Jesus did. And we can know too.
Yes.
And we can know that his coming is really right at the very door.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. I'm Billy Brim, and we have 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. I'm so thrilled about it. Oh, I've so longed to be able to stand with people and teach some of the things I know the Lord has shown me, even with prophetic teaching. And two of the books that are most exciting to me in the Bible are the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. They go together. We'd like you to be a student in our book of Daniel, which explains the 70th week, Daniel's 70th week, something coming up. And then we have the book of Revelation and how it ties into that. All the Bible goes together, and it's so wonderful to see the great revelation that comes to us from the book of Daniel and from the book of Revelation. So many people, their understanding of the book of Revelation is either not there at all or they're frightened of it, but it's a wonderful book. Wonderful when you can understand what our Lord reveals to us in it. And I'd like to share it with you. You can find how to do that right here. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.